Hello and welcome to Happiest Competition on Earth, Season 2, Episode 17, Duet Week.
Episode, technically we're actually 16. On Episode 16, because 16 is blended with 17 tonight. Ooh. Yep. Ooh.
Thank you for correcting me, Ambie.
You're welcome.
So our immunity entries were rather short this week, so we decided to just tack it on to the beginning of this episode, right before duets. So it's going to be exciting.
And by short, he means only one. So, yeah. Which is like, boo for everyone not turning in, but yay for Cookies, who was the only one to turn in, so she automatically gets immunity tonight.
Yes, and with the top 10, it's really getting rough and tough, and you gotta bring it to survive, and that's a good job, Cookies.
Yeah. So, yeah. After we're done talking here, we're gonna play hers. Or should we just play hers now? And then we'll talk about it afterwards. Sure. About what's going on tonight. All right. So let's play Cookies. Here's Cookies with her immunity, which was Howard Ashman, by the way.
Yes.
Howard Ashman. Yes.
I know Seymour's the greatest, but I'm dating a semi-sadist. So I've got a black eye and my arms in the cast. Well, then Seymour's a cutie. Well, if not, he's got inner beauty. And I dream of a place where we can be together at last. A matchbox of our own. A fence of real chain link. A grill out on a patio. A disposal in the sink. A washer and a dryer. And an ironing machine. In a tract house that we share. Somewhere that's green. He rakes and trims the grass. He loves to mow and weed. I cook like Betty Crocker. And I look like Donna. The pine soul scented air, somewhere that's green. Between our frozen dinners and our bedtime 9:15, we snuggle watching Lucy in our big, enormous 12-inch screen. I'm bride. He's father, he knows best. Our kids play howdy doody as the sun sets in the west. A picture out of better homes and gardens make a dream.
Yeah, cookies.
Woo!
Cookies.
Shark
good
cookies.
Immunity entry. Congrats, you have immunity. It was that simple. Yeah.
Somewhere that's simple. Green from Little Shop of Horrors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad we didn't get more Ashman. Ashman's music is awesome.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He left a good legacy behind.
I can't believe you guys didn't want to honor his memory, you bastards.
I know. He brought, like, the Renaissance.
The man is dead, for the love of God.
He brought Disney Renaissance for us, or at least the start of it.
I know in Zell's notes, the original theme name was called In Memory of Howard Ashman.
Yeah. And
apparently his memory is only Little Shop of Horrors.
Apparently. But does anybody want to critique her at all on this? Like, we won't go as in-depth as we usually do, but anyone want to say anything?
It was cute and adorable.
Yeah, it was cute. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. It was definitely cute and adorable.
And, like, I thought she had nice vibrato placement in it, and it was good. Like, it was a very solid immunity entry, even if it was the only one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm reading Valk. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right now the special just started, and Valk's doing her listen to one song and guess what the theme is just based off of that one song thing. So the first song is a song from Hercules. She's like, the theme is Hercules! The theme is Hercules! No, the theme is not Hercules, Valk.
One of the lovely running gags on their show.
Yeah.
All right, so Sharp Cookies, you are immune, and it's a good thing to have tonight, so congrats.
Apparently, yeah. It's a really strong night from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I sampled a couple, and holy shoot.
Yep, I previewed it.
This could
huh? Go.
This could potentially be the best night ever on Happiest Competition on Earth.
I thought the gala was.
I don't know, but definitely my personal favorite of this season so far.
Wait, the gala? What are you talking about, the gala?
Yeah, you finished your statement before I even said mine, so I'm like, yeah, it doesn't make sense anymore. Best night ever.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Crossing. We are so spread. Let's move on. Who's our first couple? I don't even know.
First is Ritumi and Valkyrie Celeste.
Ooh. We kind of made up team names for you guys.
Oh, dear.
Kind of. That's and fair. We just kind of were like, oh, team such and such is in, team such and such is in. And I was like, and she named all four teams except for this one. I was like, what do we call this? What do we call this team? And I was like, Team Blind Jew? To which Zelina replied, Team Tangled due to blindness. So here... It's Team Tangled.
No comment.
All those days watching from the windows, all those years outside looking in, all that time never even knowing just how blind I've been. Now I'm here, blinking in the starlight. Now I'm here, suddenly I see. Standing here, it's all so clear. I'm where I'm meant to be. And at last I see the the fog has lifted, and at last I see the light, and it's like the sky is new, and it's warm and real and bright, and the world has somehow
those days, chasing down a daydream. All those years, living in a blur. All that time, never truly seeing things the way they were. Now she's here, shining in the starlight. Now she's here, suddenly I know. If she's here, it's crystal clear. I'm where I'm meant to go.
And at last I see the light.
It's like the fog is lifted.
And at last I see the light.
And it's like the sky is new.
And it's warm and real and bright. And the world has somehow shifted. All at once, everything is different. Now that I see you.
First up tonight, Read to Me and Valkyrie Celeste with I See the Light from Tangled.
Get it? Tangled by blindness?
Yeah, that was, it's a fun song, or, I mean, it's a good song. I know, like, I was one that was, it was one of the songs I wanted to pop up sometime tonight. I can't talk tonight. let's see, I will start with Valk since you went first. I thought this was good for you, Valk. Like, it fit nicely in your range, and you handled the nice, not adjustments, but, like, switches between head and chest voice. My only, like, negative note was that sometimes I felt like you could have been a little bit more lighthearted with the song, particularly on some of your longer held-out notes. It sounded a little stern and serious for the song, but, like, I thought this was really good, Valk, for you, and... Reed, I thought this was, like, a really good song choice for you, and you sound remarkably like Zachary Levi. Is that his name?
Zachary Levi.
You sounded a lot like Zachary Levi and Flynn in this song, and I really liked it. Like, it really fit you well. The only, like, note I had for you, Reed, was that the first harmony, I think, towards the end of the song, you came in kind of funny on it, like... I think it was right, but, like, it was a really rough transition. But that's about it. Overall, I like this a lot. It, like, starting off the night strong. So?
Okay. Valk, just in case, the first note's a technical thing, not vocally, but mixing. And I had this for Reed, too. When y'all both came in on the word awe, it, like, faded in. Like, the volume just faded in. And I went to the singing. Lyric was been came in a bit too, was a little bit strong. It was the end of one of the word sentences. I'm sorry. I'm where I'm meant to be. It sounded like once we were getting to that higher note, it was about to crack where it did crack. I would have liked it to be a little bit bigger by the time you hit, at last I see the lights and on to Reed. I thought this fit your range very well. Is new, almost correct. I think this is a Valk note. Okay, now I have a question. Were the harmonies correct for this?
They sounded all right to me.
Yeah. Okay. They sound right. I just didn't know if they were the actual harmonies from the song or not. Okay, and my last note is when y'all both said shifted, y'all pronounced it differently and it came off a little iffy. So just watch out for that when you do duets. And that's all I have. Very nice. Ambie.
Reed and Valk, I'm happy for you, Valk, because I know you've been dying to sing this song for, like, ever, and you haven't been able to find someone to sing it with you, and now you've found someone, and I know that you wanted to duet with Reed, so this, like, all around worked out to be a really good week, statistically speaking, for you, First of all, I thought that Reed, I know, did the mixing on this, and I think he did a really good job mixing, because I could tell that Valk's mic was kind of doing that, like, toppingness on some of her higher notes, and he did a really good job of covering those up, because, like, I could hear them, but they were nicely covered. I loved Valk's emotion on this. I really felt the emotion on this, and I thought some of the higher notes for Valk got a little bit into that, like, breathy part of the head voice that I'm not a huge fan of. It just didn't seem as, like, supported when you got up into the highest notes that as some of your lower notes were. I did like Valk a bit more on this than I liked Reed. I just, there was something about Reed's notes when he first came in that, like, it kind of seemed a little breathy to me. Not so much, like, unsupported breathy, but, like, he was kind of a little out of breath because he was so excited. And there was, like, do you know what I mean with that kind of thing?
Kind of.
Perhaps.
Maybe he was trying to, like, copy the original. I don't know.
There was just something that did that seemed not genuine about the way that you were breathing on the notes. I guess that's a good way to put it, that I was not a huge fan of. But I really loved your "Where I'm Meant to Go." There was some that was a really great line. And that was where you, like, caught my attention in a really good way. And then the last thing was on mixing wise. There was a "Now That I See You," not the last one, but the second to last one. Completely lost Valk on the "Now That I See You." Valk's "I" got lost in there. Yeah. Other than that, pretty good job. I liked it. Mm-hmm. Liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Good job, you two.
Nice, strong. Like Jeffrey says, it's a nice, strong entry for the episode.
Yeah, and a good way to start the duets portion of this baby.
Mm-hmm. And up next is Prince Charming, Genesis, and Princess Clary.
Also known as Team Time Zone Difference.
Yeah, what are they, like, 10 hours or something? Or
a lot.
A lot. Kudos
too
for
much
working with it. So Let's listen to them.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride. A whole new world, a new fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Unbelievable sights, indescribable feeling, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky.
A thrilling change,
a wondrous place.
All right, and that was Genesis, and I say JC, so meh. So Genesis.
I do too. It's okay.
Sweet. Suck it, Jeffers. Okay.
She's so evil.
Okay, before Genesis and Princess Clary
doing
a whole new world.
Stop interrupting her. We're never going to get this one done.
Doing Whole New World from Aladdin, which finally it took us two seasons to get this one.
She wanted this last season on duets, but we didn't get it. We got a whole bunch of the same things.
And I will say this was secretly my hope for duet group for season one, or this was one of them. So I was happy that we finally picked them together. Let's start with JC. And this was actually two notes, but I'm just making it one. Your lower notes, watch them because it sounded like you were either, they were a little hard for you to get, or you just like were really hard to hear, like the world and open your eyes. Let's see. Very Brad Kane princely voice. Yay. Tell us no or where to go. I love the how you accented the words there. Mixing could be a bit better. I would have liked a little bit more panning. Yes, a little bit more panning would be nice. Music volume levels were a little iffy for me. I like Jason's interjections or a little her what he was saying under Jasmine, and now onto Clary. Very lovely vocals. I would have liked a bit bigger on her entrance with Unbelievable Sights. But it got better as the line went on. Again, duetting section or the mixing could have been a little bit cleaned up. Woo, fuzz, fade out. Like, it was really noticeable for me. Overall, very nice duet. And this goes with my mixing volume thing. Clary seemed a little bit louder than JC on a lot of it. Or not a lot of it. Some of it. And Ambie?
Yeah, I know JC was a little nervous on the mixing on this because I guess... because of evil time difference. Sorry again about that. Like, he turned his stuff into her, and then she didn't have time to, like, get redos from him or something, so she just mixed it as was. But in the end, I didn't find anything wrong with, like, his takes of them. It was more on the volumes that Clary mixed it, because, like you said, he was definitely way too low for the music, and she was way too high for him. Like, she was at a good level for the music, but then he was below her and the music, so he kind of seemed like in the distance behind her almost at times. Especially there were these freaking chimes over JC's first verse. I was like, hell, chimes, leave JC alone. Why are you getting all up in his song's grill? I was not a fan of the chimes. Ugh, Ambie's outbursts on this show are hilarious. For both of you, I wrote this down first for JC, but then I wrote it down later on for Clary, so I'll just give it to you as both of you. I would have liked a little bit more excitement overall. Like, I thought the singing for both of you was really good, but there was just something a little laxed in, like, the, oh my god, we're on this magic carpet ride, and it's awesome, from both of you. Like, a lack of wonder or something, and... it was missing that, like, spark that makes this song really special, in my opinion. I did like Clary's little liberties, especially when she first came in. Like, she was doing some little things that are not a typical way that this song is sung, which I thought they were small enough that they didn't take away from the song, and they were nice enough that they fit it well. What else did I write down? I don't know what this last note means, so Jeffers.
I love moments like that.
Didn't see that one coming. Okay. Yeah, I completely agree with what Ambie said about the volume notes. Like, the last me, like, at the very end of the song, I think I couldn't even hear, like, Genesis. Oh my gosh. Zell, stop rubbing off on me. I couldn't hear Genesis, like, at all on that one word, but, yeah, I was worried for you, Genesis, when I heard the start of this song, because this is a low song for a guy to sing. Like, it's even low for me, and Genesis has a higher range than me, so I was like, oh my goodness. But I thought you handled them nicely. See, The thing is, like, because Genesis was so low, I couldn't tell if it needed more excitement or it was just so soft that it sounded like it needed more excitement. Because, like, if, you know what I mean? Like, if you're mixed low in the music, sometimes it doesn't sound as big as it's actually recorded. You know what I mean?
I understand what you mean, yeah.
Yes, yeah. So I was... So, in, like, a lot of the song, I was debating whether, like, I wanted more excitement from Genesis or if it was just, like, the low volume that was the issue. But I think I would like a little more excitement. And, Clary, I thought you were very pretty on this song, and kudos on your high notes. And, yeah, I basically agree with what the other two have said. But, like, still, a very nice job.
All right, anything else to be said?
Nope.
Oh. All right. In which case, coming up next is... I don't remember.
Rochelle and Maddie.
Rochelle and Maddie. Sorry. Sorry.
We don't have a legit name for you guys yet. I'm just going to call them Team Country.
I was going to call them Team Vajayjay, but okay. Because they're both girls, and Maddie is Maddie, so. No one's made a vajayjay joke in a while, so. Aww. That was your vajayjay joke of the most recent.
Poor Maddie, she's never going to live it down.
No, she's not.
We love you, Maddie.